Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And Leslie Dunton-Downer is back to talk about the global reach and global roots of English. All this week at this time, she's the author of The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. Today we're talking about English words that were born here in New York, and our project to find new words from other languages continues online. Hey, Leslie, welcome back.
Hi, Brian.
So we're asking listeners to propose non-English words that are needed in English. We just haven't realized it yet. So to all our multilingual listeners, post your suggestions for words in another language that you think will become part of a global English. Go to our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. We've gotten many suggestions, including todo from Spanish, which means all. We're all in it. We're all in it together, all together, things like that. A good one for the drive and really for any time. Also, inshallah from Arabic, which literally means if God wills it. So another way to say God willing, inshallah. And a request for someone to nominate a gender-neutral third-person pronoun so we can quit saying someone left their coat in the hall instead of the clunker his or her. So post your ideas to that growing list on our site, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Leslie, in your book, you focus on 30 words that illustrate how English picked up ideas and words from other languages, and several of the words made their English language debut in New York, as it turns out. Words like cookie and taxi. Those are New York words?
Yes, and one of the really interesting ones is robot. Everybody uses that word around the world now, and English speakers first heard it in a theater on Broadway at the Garrick Theater in 1922, and it was actually a translation of a Czech word that the playwright had used in Czech. Roboti, robots, was really about the idea of forced labor or toil or drudgery. And the play, of course, features these man-made creatures who go around the world and take it over and pretty much kill everybody. So it had a kind of dark debut.
How about cocktail, also a New York word?
Well, actually, cocktail, I think, gets a big boost in New York, but it actually was first used in New Hampshire to refer to mixed beverages made of mixed ingredients, and it had a sort of medicinal notion. In New York, it got sort of a boost from things like the Manhattan. In 1922, we see the Manhattan first attested as a cocktail, and, of course, all the bars and restaurants made a certain kind of cocktail very popular, and that's the one that we see spread around the world.
And can we come back to taxi?
Taxi is an interesting one. In 1907, a New Yorker named Harry Nathaniel Allen founded the New York Taxi Cab Company, and he imported 600 cars from France and had them going all around the city. So the shortening of taxi meter to taxi became a really critical global English word.
And cookie.
Cookie's a great one. That was originally koekjes, a Dutch word used in the Dutch colony. And when the British took over, they anglicized that word. But in Dutch, it just meant little cake. Koek meaning cake and je meaning little. And they turned it into cookies.
And penthouse.
Well, penthouse is a word that really used to mean something very different, just a building that was leaning on another, like a lean-to. And eventually, with a tall building, it was a building depending on another, but not on the side, on the top. So in the 1920s in New York, when people could live at the very top of a building, thanks to good plumbing and elevators, the very fashionable notion of a penthouse arose. And you see, even today, you can visit one of the most important first penthouses on Park Avenue that belonged to Condé Nast at 1040 Park Avenue, if you want to go see it.
And Penthouse magazine publisher Bob Guccione died last week. The Times wrote about the townhouse apartment on the Upper East Side where he lived and worked. So not just the word, but the magazine was made in New York. And that's our quick tour with Leslie Dunton-Downer for today, this time of words that kind of came into English via New York. She'll be back tomorrow to talk more about The English Is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. And tomorrow we'll talk about other words that figure prominently in New York, finance and business words. So I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with the good news that we did make our All the Money in Half the Time goal. Thanks to all of you So Leonard Lopez coming up, fundraiser free, after the news.
Robotic beings rule the world. The humans are dead.
On WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.